You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, as somebody who is on the other side of that, you know, we have a wage for... We break it out because, you know, we have... Yeah, we're in a fully tipped environment for our servers, but, like, for certain events, like catering events and those types of things, the gratuities put it split there, but we still have, you know, a minimum hour wage. It's not just, we're not paying a bunch of our staff, you know, what is it, the $250 an hour or whatever for if they're a tipped worker. No, they're getting minimum wage plus tips on stuff. So the only difference to that is if they're strictly bar staff or bar cart. But like ball boys and those things, no, they're a set. They get tips, but because they're not in a service, you know, their tips are not, yeah, they still pay a minimum wage.
Were you involved in our, we had a big discussion about this the other day. I think it might have been the morning drive. I don't think you were, I don't know if you were in there or not, but I'm not a big fan of tip culture in general. I just assume they pay their people well. Better restaurants should pay their people better, and they should have the best staff, and, you know, and you can vote with your business. You can complain to the owner and say that, I will not be coming back here because this waitress wasn't good, or you know, we come here because she's so good, but tipping, you know, I don't see the value in tip culture. I think it's horrible. Can't stand it. You know, the only argument I saw was that, well, then how do you reward somebody for, you know, treating you really well at a restaurant? Well, the same way you treat somebody for treating you really well in any business. You know, you either don't do business with them anymore or do business with them.